You're listening to Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone, presented by Heavenly Flavored Wings. Hands down, the best wings in town.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Swell Wells Guthrie producing the show. We hope everybody out there is having a terrific Thursday. Try a low-carb version of Hardee's delicious 100% Black Angus Beef Classic packed in a fresh whole-leaf iceberg lettuce wrap with all the fixings. Hardee's, which sponsors our hotline at 648-1051. It was a pleasure to welcome in to the Home Rate Mortgage Studios Sean McDaniel, the GM of the Chattanooga FC, and of course in today's Times Free Press, news that the CFC has submitted an application to be part of the National Independent Soccer Association, which is a new independent third division pro men's soccer league. Other markets to apply: Charlotte, Connecticut, Miami, Milwaukee, Omaha, Phoenix, and St. Louis. Sean, thank you so much for joining us. Is this a is this an exploration thing where if it doesn't work out to your liking, you still have a home in the NPSL? How is this going to work?
Well, first, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Love the support you guys give CFC. So that's wonderful. And again, thank you. You know, I think we've moved the needle past exploration. We certainly are interested in more games, more fun times at Finley Stadium. And really, the only way to get that is to, yes, go up a level or into a professional league where the season runs mid-March to mid-October. Now, that being said, we've been quite clear with both the league and everybody else. We have no intention to actually launch officially until 2019. So this summer will look very similar to summers of soccer past, where we'll try to play an exhibition in February, have our regular season match in the summer. But during that time, keep growing towards kicking off in March of 2019.
All right, Sean, I've got to take you back to a couple of years ago when obviously you had the horrific shootings in Chattanooga and you had the unbelievable 18,000 plus for the championship game. There was a lot of city pride. There was a lot of interest in soccer. And we were debating what was the impetus behind 18,000 on the air that day or a couple of days after, whatever the case may be. You called in. You were listening to our conversation, called in, and you said, you guys are exactly right. We're happy with where we are and the niche that we have here. I guess my logical question, what changed?
Is we want that same niche just 10 more times a season. So to go back in time, as you say, where we culminated with 18,000 in a national championship, the difficult part, as you can imagine, is those aren't scheduled matches. Those are win and keep playing, lose and go home. And for us, hosting those matches for the city is really what made it launched us to where we are now. By now going to a consistent 18, 19, 20 home games over an extended period of time, it really is doing the same thing, but just doing it twice as much.
I have a question. You know, I think the driving factor from what you've said up until this point is more matches. You want more opportunities for people to come out and watch CFC play. For somebody that maybe doesn't know the ins and outs of all this, including myself, why not just schedule more exhibitions?
It's a great question. And if you can think of it this way, right now we're in the NFL preseason, right? And it'd be the equivalent of scheduling four more preseason matches in that time period just to get more games in. The NPSL is the same challenge. Is it's a summer league. Most of the players are collegiate players, so it starts mid-May and ends at the end of July. Therefore, there's only so many days in the week where you can play the games. And these are athletes too, right? And we can't just get them to play two, three times in a five-day period. We need to extend the time to, one, allow for the athletes to play, and two, so fans can buy tickets over the course of a season rather than over a course of 2 weeks.
I reeled off the cities that have bid for this. I mean, St. Louis and Charlotte are the closest ones. None of those, because my folks live in Charlotte, you got to be hoofing it to get there in 5 hours and run the risk of tickets, speeding tickets. What is the travel going to be like? And can you still play teams in the NPSL once you move on to a different league, or is that out of the question?
So I'll answer that question first. No, once you're out, you're now into the new league. But the first part is frankly one of the reasons we are waiting to 2019, because travel expenses are just that, expenses. You know, one of the great things about Chattanooga, as far as the city, the community, our fans, is the rest of the country wants to do and see, hey, how are these guys down here doing that? We want to do it too. By putting our flag in the ground, it's now opened up the rest of the soccer country to say, hey, if CFC is going to do it, it's safe. We need to come do it too. Hopefully, David, that then attracts the regional rivalry instead of having to fly over the country to play games.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Did y'all even fly to New York when you played? Would that have been in 2014? Because I know the 15 match was here. Or y'all, there were a lot that drove, right?
Well, we did fly. Our fans, you know, God bless them, they drove. They drove all the way to Red Bull Arena. But, yeah, we were able to fly. But, you know, really going back on when we do our performance, we're still running a company here. And when we pencil it out, airfare, travel, lodging, it yeah. matters to the bottom line. So therefore, yeah, although eight teams have been announced, we know, although we're not at liberty to say, more are coming.
You're listening to Sean McDaniel, the GM of Chattanooga FC.
Where is this league compared to the highest ranking league, which I guess would be MLS, in America?
Yeah, I think that's probably the most confusing part, particularly to the casual fan. I mean, you know, Major League Baseball has it right.
Right.
You have Major League, AAA, AA, Single A. It fits perfectly and people understand it. Soccer has it all wrong. I mean, it's just confusing. But to your specific point, right, Major League Soccer is the Division I. Division II, what is exists in a league called the USL.
Okay.
Division III is an open space that does not currently exist, but will, which is this NISA league you just mentioned, and there will also be a competing league in Division III. And then you get down to where the rest of the soccer world is here in America, where CFC exists in this Division IV, so to speak. It's a crooked line to the top, but you know it's the equivalent of where we're going to AA baseball. That's the equivalent of the level of play.
Okay, so now, and you said among the many things that attract you and this organization to this is the increased number of home games. Would the increased number of home games allow you to keep home matches? I apologize, I am not a soccer lexicon type of guy. So if you get the occasional friendly and a whole bunch of home matches.
On the pitch.
Are you going to then, I mean, are ticket prices going to be, there are a lot of people out here who enjoy going and having a beer and being part of the experience, whether it's soccer, whether it's a Lookouts game, whatever it is, are you thinking it's going to be the same affordable entertainment option even if y'all move up in class?
Well, actually, it was the number one component to us putting this together.
Okay.
It has to be. You know, again, we do exist in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and price elasticity, as my partner Tim Kelly likes to discuss, is an absolute critical component to this. Now, I don't mind saying, you know, Finley Stadium dictates some of that.
Right.
I mean, their charges to us, if they go up, it has to be passed off somewhere. And, you know, I can certainly see that happening despite the league we're in, but ticket prices have to maintain a certain point to do as you just said, so people can come to a bunch of games during the season and not go broke.
What have y'all explored? Because right now you've got the honeycomb of having Finley Stadium at your leisure. If this season is from mid-March into October, you're going to have to wrestle with UTC events, with other things that go on. What have y'all explored, and how much freedom do you have discussing that type of scheduling with Finley Stadium being your main option? I mean, you can't pitch something else other than Finley Stadium to these people when you talk about venues, could you?
Well, and you bring up another great point. That's part of the prerequisites to be approved to play in professional soccer. Your venue is the number one thing they look at. You can't just go play anywhere. And you're right. What are our options? There aren't any. The good news, actually, the great news is we've worked with Finley for 10 years.
Not only have you worked with Finley, your boy Bruce Arena just came out and talked how glowingly, I mean, he's the face of U.S. soccer right now, and he just was very complimentary the last time he came down here with the U.S. men's team.
And look, if you can't read an article, where are the San Diego Chargers today?
Right.
Why? They couldn't get their stadium deal done. We don't have that fear or type of relationship. You know, it's a partnership rather than a landlord-tenant. That's helpful. You know, we still need to land on the right price points. You know, they're trying to keep their doors open just as we are. And we start talking to them next week. JD, your first question, though, we've already laid that groundwork. Okay. Meaning we wouldn't have come this far had we not already had favorable meetings and discussions with Finley. And now it just becomes a matter of scheduling.
Have they asked for a particular size venue? Do you have to have a minimum requirement?
You sure do.
What does it have to be?
From a field size, yes. From a venue size, I think it's 3,500, 5,000, somewhere in there. Finley, of course, touches all the bases. And it's far better than most in the country and rivals even some MLS stadiums.
All right, we have talked, and you're listening, Sean McDaniel visiting with us in studio, the GM of Chattanooga FC. We've said before in recent days and weeks that I don't think the Lookouts could just up and move to the south side unless it was a part of a gigantic package of things. And you've seen with SunTrust Park, with the Braves, and how it shops, it's a whole lot of things in addition to the baseball stadium, although the baseball stadium is the centerpiece. Could you envision a plan where you could have a soccer facility near a proposed baseball facility?
Yeah, I think it's a question that certainly gets asked, and our bloggers and fan base like to bring that up. But if you just look at the map, it already exists with Finley being where it is and with a new baseball stadium being proposed where it is. That distance, that economic perimeter will exist. It just happens to exist this way, mm-hmm. towards Finley Stadium. Now, that's not to say that if we've gone to a point where we're animating the A stadium 20 times a year and we feel like more events can come in and we can be a part of economic development, which is an important factor to us, mm-hmm. we should consider it. We'd be foolish not to. But today, we like where we are. We think it's a healthy place to be. Our fans want us to be there, and we're going to sit tight for now.
Now, Sean, Wells has hit the button. We've already gone to commercial break, so if you want to just go ahead and tell it, you and me, this is going to happen, right?
Yes, it's going to happen.
I know it's going to happen. This is in the works, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
How, because we've seen it before, and goodness gracious, right now soccer's got a whole lot of momentum. You're looking at what Atlanta's doing down with the expansion franchise and the crowds that they've been bringing in. Is there a concern at all, because we've seen it happen before, with a league folding?
Yeah, yes. Not so much just this league, but it is new. It's a startup, and like anything that starts, you need cash. But we do like the plan they have in place. We really like the people who are running the league, and we think that just like with the NPSL, when CFC started, it had 40 teams in it. Now it's pushing 100. We feel Chattanooga can do the same thing for an emerging Division III professional soccer league.
So for right now, CFC's in the NPSL for 2018.
Correct.
And then 2019.
Pony up. We're going to double A, baby. We're in. I'll be on the pitch. I'll do the coin flip. How about that?
What has you most nervous? I mean, obviously it's a gargantuan investment. What has you most nervous about this?
Well, how will the fans respond in the months that we aren't currently playing? We know people will show up in the summer because it's an open market for us. And we share space with the Lookouts really well. We try to schedule around each other, no problems. Look, college football is what it is. It is the ruler of the Southeast when it comes to sports. And as for all the popularity that CFC is, we'll never compete against that. So we need to be delicate with how we approach that and that fan base. And the same would be at the front end.
That's a wise approach, sir.
Sean, yeah, listen,
good for you.
Thank you so much for sharing all this. Like I said, we saw the article in the Times Free Press, and it's like, all right, we got to get Sean because he can take us through this, and we really appreciate you visiting with us here on Press Row.
Guys, again, thank you for all you do for us.
All righty, 648-1051 is the Hardee's Hotline. When we come back, yes, another sign it's football season, Greason's Grab Bag, the first one of the year. When we come back, you're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.